views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I am so happy to have you here today, and I know that this show will just inspire you and really elevate your day. It is really incredible to hear what's happening here on the planet. So I want you to imagine five simple words which took over 4 years and thousands of people in conversation to craft. Well, actually, there are way more than five words, but the first five words have the power and potential to change the world. Listen to this. We, people of diverse religions. Let me say it again. We, people of diverse religions. Yes, thousands of voices speak through that one sentence, and they continue in the preamble to repeat these beautiful words. We unite 9 times. Yep, they say, we unite people of all religions. What is this, you might ask? Well, United Religions Initiative is a global community with people from 85 countries and over 100 different religions, spiritual expressions, and indigenous tribes who cherish their identity yet feel part of a global whole. And now they have over 650,000 people on board and expanding. This action-based organization is mobilizing a force for good. And borrowing from an African proverb, if you want to go fast, you go alone. If you want to go far, you go together. Well, they have mastered the together part and continue to evolve what that means for us. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths. Bring your awareness into this moment as you open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle in to your essential self. Welcome the wisdom that's between the words today as I introduce our guest, Bishop William Swing. He's the president and founder of United Religions Initiative. Bishop Swing had the original vision of URI in 1993 in response to an invitation from the United Nations, which asked him to host an interfaith service honoring the 50th anniversary of the signing of the UN Charter. Bishop Swing served as an Episcopal bishop in California from 1980 until his retirement in 2006. In that capacity, he was a national and international leader in response to the AIDS crisis. He co-founded Episcopal Community Services to address San Francisco's homeless problem and co-founded Community Bank of the Bay to support local businesses and the economy. And he is really an integral part of the United Religious Initiative still to this day. So I welcome you, Bishop Swing. I'm so happy to have you here.
Well, thank you, Julie. This is fun to be here.
Oh, great. I know that you're busy and lots is going on and we have lots to cover today, but I want to start with our perennial question here on the show because it helps to set the tone for the show. And we also get really interesting new responses all the time. So I want to start with this, Bishop Swing. What does all things connected mean to you?
Well, I think it goes beyond getting back to Africa, so where all people are connected. to some mother figure or parental figures. I think it has to do with animals. I think it has to do with plants. I think it has to do with planets. And there, and although we can't see or get our arms around the oneness that's there, it's an essential belief that everything holds together. So it's not a matter of getting on top of the one or owning the one or lording the one over other people. I think it's a matter of taking your shoes off to say, we have come so far, but there is so much more that we don't, we're not there yet, and we need to move, we're moving into the oneness. We're not getting more far out, we're getting more far in.
Wow, I love that. You know, I quoted you today on social media. I like to splash things all over the place. And one of the quotes that you had in one of your blogs on the site really touched me. And it's really beautiful. And you speak to that oneness. I'm going to read it to you. The interfaith challenge is to grow a heart for the oneness that exists in atoms and Muslims, galaxies and Buddhists, nature and Jews, universes and universalists, the giant oneness that exists in the mind of God and throbs in the heart of God. I love that. So you do too. Oh yeah, I'm really grateful for that one. It's a beautiful quote. Let's define interfaith for our listeners first, because I think it's really important that they really know that you literally are working with very different religions. It's not just an ecumenical kind of organization trying to get Christians on the same page. You are working with 100 different religions, spiritual expressions, and indigenous tribes. That's a lot. Let's talk about interfaith. What does that really mean?
Yeah. I first of all, let me say that when you're talking about the United Nations, it is not a nation itself. When you're talking about United Religions, it is not a religion itself. It, like the United Nations, tries to get the nations together to work together for the good of the world. United Religions is an interfaith group that tries to get the religions to work together, or the people of religions to work together for the good of the world. So if you say there's one religion over here and another religion over here, there's a space between them. The interfaith is the space between them. If religions got along together well or perfectly, there'd be no need for a united, or there'd be no need for interfaith. But since they don't get along, and since they do war, and since they kill each other, and they don't speak to each other, and they sabotage each other and coerce people, then it's important to have a group between the religions that doesn't have an axe to grind. It's not about salvation. It's really about civilization. Just how do you get religious people to live together in a healthy way? So interfaith basically is, how do you help people of one religion live in the same community with the people of another religion?
Beautiful. And the one thing that you said there that I think is important, it's people of religions, not necessarily the leaders of religions. Is that true?
Yeah. Early on, Julie, I have to tell you, I was a big failure at this. I started out wanting to create or to be a catalyst for the creation of a united religions So I went around the world and I spoke with the Pope and the Dalai Lama and Mother Teresa and the Archbishop of Canterbury and the chief rabbis and the Shankaracharyas and on and on. It was very clear after my interviews with everybody that there's not going to be a united religions for the people at the top of religion. They are prisoners inside their own constituencies, and they don't have the freedom to reach out the way the people at the grassroots part of the religion do. Ordinary believers in various traditions have the freedom to walk across the street and meet people of other traditions, and there's not any great pressure there. And so in order to help religions get together, I found out that if you start at the top, it's going to take thousands of years to work through all of the doctrine and discipline, doctrine and dogma and belief systems, etc. And you'll never get there from here. But if you want your city or your county or your district to have a healthier life, then the ordinary Baptists and the ordinary Buddhists and the ordinary Hindus can figure it out, how we can live together at our local level.
I love that. And it's about the civilization, not the salvation. That's a beautiful breaking point for us. We need to take a quick break.
Sure.
So thank you for that definition. When we come back, there are so many projects and so many things happening that anyone in their neighborhood can get involved. So we're going to tell you about that. We're going to take a quick break. More with Bishop William Swing when we return.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Chow. My Breakthrough in Empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough in Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. This is Julie Kroll, and my guest today is Bishop William Swing, and we're talking about the United Religions Initiative. And before we talk about what it does and how it works, Bishop Swing, I think it's important to really go back to the beginning, because the United Nations said, could you have an interfaith service? And that sparked this whole really large vision inside of you. And how did you do this? How did it unfold?
Yeah, it was quite amazing, because it was February. I got a phone call from the United Nations. They wanted to come to Grace Cathedral, and they said at the big service for the 50th anniversary of the United Nations, the charter had been written in San Francisco, signed in San Francisco. They wanted to come back to San Francisco to the cathedral. And they said, would you host it? And I said, yes. And they said, our vision is to have all the nations of the world there. I said, great, great. And they said, and all the religions of the world. And we'd like you to bring all the religions of the world. So I said, I'm not doing anything this afternoon. Maybe I can just make a few phone calls. So I went to bed that night, and having never taken a course in comparative religions and not really caring about what Buddhists believe or Muslims believe, I just didn't care. But I was lying there in bed in February 1993 thinking, all the nations of the world have met every day for 50 years to struggle together for global good. And in the same 50 years, the religions of the world have not met for 1 minute to struggle together for global good. There's no common vocation. So I woke up the next morning, and I devoted the rest of my life to being a catalyst for the creation of the United Religions. And one of the things I did was to go out into the world to see if that's possible. So I went to the religious leaders, and I failed miserably. And I discovered that's not going to happen. But what I learned in my travels was this could happen at a grassroots level. So I went to the bank. I got $1 million line of credit on my wife and my name. We hired 4 people, started doing international conferences, interfaith conferences around the world. And when we met great people, we'd bring them back to Stanford University in the summer to create a charter. And we never created a charter because we found out that religious people are great about competition, but they're lousy about cooperation. So we figured out if you're going to build a charter for all the religions of the world, you're going to have to get some help outside religion. So I went to the guy who invented the Visa card, and his name was D. Hawk. And I said, D, what you did with banking, could we do with religion?
Wow.
And could we create an organizational design that's not based on a hierarchical model, but one that's based on an ecological model, so that we could do biomimicry, so that it's not so much an organization as an organism, something that the greatest amount of authority would be invested in the smallest unit rather than power going to the top, power would be on the bottom. And could we do that? And D-Hawk said, yeah, we can do it, but you have to sit in a room with me for 3 years. And I said, I'm a working man. I got a diocese. And he says, the only way it's going to happen. So we spent 14 of us spent 3 years every 6 weeks taking 3 days out of our lives to work on the charter. So it took 3 years to write one sentence. That would appeal to Buddhists and Roman Catholics and Muslim and Hindus and every Zoroastrians. It was really hard going. And then the cap for it all is not only the preamble, purpose, and principles, the purpose being to promote daily enduring interfaith cooperation, to end religiously motivated violence, and to create cultures of peace, justice, and healing for the earth and all living beings. That said, then the issue is, how do you get an organizational design that is adequate for what we're trying to do? And so we modeled it a great deal on the Visa card. And we called for the creation of little cooperation circles that would spring up around the world. Now, if you get something like Colonel Sanders, he sends out one recipe all over the world, and everybody does it that way. For us, the United Religions Initiative, we just put out principles, and people will figure out what they're going to do. So some people work in conflict resolution, some work in AIDS ministry, some work in nuclear disarmament, some work in environment, et cetera, et cetera. So the headquarters, we have 650,000 people and we have 37 employees. And so most everybody is a volunteer. But that didn't stop it at all. As a matter of fact, it kind of builds a camaraderie. So we've had a 14 to 18% growth every year since the year 2000. And I think as the people of the world look around and see the terrible things that religions do to each other, people ask a question: can't we do better than this? Isn't there more? Isn't there another way for there to be conversation and cooperation among people of religion? So that's what we're giving, an alternative to ISIS. What's better is we're giving an alternative to Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda figured out a genius thing. They said, if we can create little cells all over the world to do our mischief. Well, if the bad guys can do that, why can't the good guys create little cells, cooperation circles all over the world to build up communities?
And so there is the birth of the cooperation circles. And so what does a cooperation circle do? Because 650,000 people all over the world doing good, and literally they're taking on projects with the environment and youth and children and peace and women and global advocacy. So they're doing a lot. How does all of this work?
Well, every little cooperation circle is self-governing, self-funding, self-organizing around any issue they want. So one of the recent ones that came in was from West Africa, where giving blood and getting blood is a big deal. And Muslims don't want to take Christian blood, and Christians don't want to take Muslim blood, and they don't want to give blood because they don't want it to go to another religion. So one of our cooperation circles that love Muslim and Christians and Hindus and Jews and everybody and animists, they said, okay, we're going to organize around the principle of giving blood that goes out to the people of all religions. Well, that doesn't sound like much in San Francisco, but it's a big deal in West Africa. That's one tiny little example. Another example would be former Secretary of State George Shultz and Ambassador Thomas Graham and a couple of other people have formed a cooperation circle on nuclear disarmament. It's called Voices for a World Free of Nuclear Weapons. Anybody, you can take seven people of three different traditions, and you can start a cooperation circle around anything you want. Now, you can take a cooperation circle might be something that existed beforehand. It, you know, might have a 20-year-old track record, and then they decide that instead of just being local, they'd also like to be global. So that little group becomes part of the URI family, and all of a sudden, they're connected to a world full of people doing, some of them doing the same kind of thing that they themselves are doing. So there are two kinds of cooperation circles. Some are groups that are already have existed, and then the other is new groups that form to, for the first time to be a cooperation circle.
Mm. That's incredible. Okay, I know there's so much more amazing stories to tell and what have you, but I want to make sure our listeners know how to find the URI and yourself, and I know you have a new book out. So let's tell our listeners first where they can find information about United Religions Initiative.
Yeah, it's www.uri.org.
Excellent.
And if you have any trouble with that, you can remember upper respiratory infection, or University of Rhode Island. It's everything that's URI.
Or Google, United Religions Initiative.
Okay. Exactly.
And
we're
they can
easy.
Find your link there, too. And how about information on the book? Right before break, let's tell them about your book.
Yeah, it's called Bishop's Quest, Founding a United Religions. And you can get it on Amazon, and there are other ways to get it as well. And I figured that if we go from one person to 650,000 people, we'll go from 650 to 6 million. And someday somebody's going to say, who was that guy and how did he go about it, about starting this thing? And so I didn't want somebody else telling the story. I wanted to tell it myself. It's a pretty interesting story.
Good for you. I can't wait to get that book. I did not get that ahead of time. I'm just so excited about URI. So we're going to take a quick break. When we return, more with United Religions Initiative and Bishop Swing.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Sky Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Today I have with us Bishop William Swing, and I'm going to read the preamble from the United Religions Initiative, and we were talking about something really important on break, so I'm going to bring that back up. But the first paragraph, I'm not going to read the whole thing, it's beautiful. The first paragraph says, "We, people of diverse religions, spiritual expressions, and indigenous traditions throughout the world, hereby establish the United Religions Initiative to promote enduring daily interfaith cooperation, to end religiously motivated violence, and to create cultures of peace, justice, and healing for the earth and all living beings." Oh, breathe that in. What you are doing, Bishop Swing, is so important. And we were talking on break that, you know, religion, I'm thinking about the United Nations and these world leaders, and for them to ask you to bring the religions together, they understand how important this is. And religion is really an important piece, because our beliefs filter through everything. We know that. You know, science shows us that no matter what those beliefs are, it affects our health, it affects our relationships, it affects everything. So let's talk about that.
Sure.
Why is this important, and why should we continue to grow this to that 6.5 million instead of 650,000?
Right. Three weeks ago, you'll remember that the Jordanian pilot who was put in a cage and set afire. During that week, the king of Jordan invited me and some other people, and Prince Charles. He's worked with the king and the prince have worked together on interfaith things for 20 years. They invited us to come over to Jordan to work on several things. One of the things was taking the word genocide and maybe expanding it to religicide, to focus on the people who, in the name of God, kill innocent people. Should that be a crime against humanity? Or should they be immune from responsibility? And then we also worked on a covenant of between religions. And then, you know, we had a chance to talk with the king of Jordan, who that morning was sending out fighter pilot planes to attack ISIS. And he's sitting there at his in his palace talking about, how do you defeat ISIS ultimately? Do you do it militarily? Do you do it diplomatically? Do you do it spiritually? And you know, the discussion was you need to do everything you can militarily to stop the advance. You need to do everything diplomatically to engage people in conversation. But ultimately, the only way you defeat any of that is to find ways for people with different spiritual expressions to learn to live together. And therefore, religion is not only a big problem in the 21st century, but we've got to find religious answers for the 21st century. If you go from Burma to ISIS, to Europe, to France, it's just religious conflict after religious conflict, at one after another. So then the issue is, who's going to do something about it? And governments don't know what to do about it, and religions don't know what to do about it, because they got a dog in the fight. So somebody in the middle who doesn't have an axe to grind needs to step up to be an agent of reconciliation and an agent of creating new kind of cultures. In Jordan, when I was there a couple weeks ago, the third largest city in Jordan is a refugee camp. They have the Palestinian refugees that are there. They have the people now from Syria down there. They're having the people from Iraq down there, and they're all living in tents. They've lost their homes. They'll never get their homes back. They might spend the rest of their lives and their children's lives and their grandchildren's lives in tents. And the good old king of Jordan calls them our guests, which is a lovely, hospitable word. But trying to figure out, how do you learn to live together? Because just because you're escaping doesn't mean life is automatic. You automatically get along. The same problems that communities have, these people in these tents have. So, and a lot of it breaks down to religious issues between Muslim and Christians. So we got a long way to go. And American saying, I think inch by inch it's a cinch, but yard by yard it's hard. Our philosophy is just in your neighborhood, in your village, in your region, begin to get to work at a grassroots level in peacemaking. And that means getting to know the people, and that also means finding a common cause that you all can work together on.
Well, I'm curious what you're learning about cause. I know there was a couple quotes on a video I posted today. That one of them said, "Promote love in spite of our differences in faith," which was beautiful. That was universal. And another quote was, "Put the peace in your heart and mind to be used as the basis for our interaction." So what are you learning at URI about peace building among different traditions and religions?
Well, what we're not learning is that all the religions are the same, basically. They're not all the same, basically. And when you come into URI, you're not asked to believe everything that everybody else believes, because some of the things that other people believe sound nuts to you. You're not asked to believe everything that everybody believes. You're just asked to respect the people who believe that. Mm. If we could just drop it down from proselytizing to figuring out a way to build community and respect the differences.
Well, I was going to say it brings up a really a good point that I'd love to get your opinion on, Bishop Swing. Is a lot of people have this almost a fear, a religious fear that comes with some, that if I accept others, there'll be consequences. Maybe I'll go to hell. I remember I did a meditation for a large group of people one time, and I put all of the religions, a lot of metaphysical, a lot of different beliefs and ideology, theology, you know, everything out in the world. I put them in this list and just had them breathing and listening, and they all could find their sore spots. You know, they can all find their triggers of, oop, that one doesn't work for me. Oop, that one doesn't. So how can we relieve that anxiety that we really aren't asking you to agree with a religion? It's, but how do we respect the people and not be afraid to embrace them in their religion? We have just a minute before break. It's a big question.
Yeah, it's a big question. And there's no simple answer to this. I notice a lot of people who get into interfaith work are deeply afraid that they're going to lose their own faith, because their own faith will be watered down because they're trying to make room for everybody else. And then all of a sudden they start thinking about interfaith and not their own faith. But my experience is that by dealing with Muslim and Hindus, it's made me a better Christian. while I'm listening to other people and what they believe and why they do it and how they do it, it makes me reexamine my own Christian faith, and it causes me to go deeper.
I like that. That's a good place to stop, and maybe we can pick that one up after the break too, because that's an important piece right there. Sure. So we're going to take a quick break. When we return, more with Bishop Swing and the United Religions Initiative.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We're back, and you're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and I'm Julie Kroll here with Bishop William Swing from the United Religions Initiative, and I want to remind you, you can find more about Bishop Swing and the URI at uri.org, and you can find his book on Amazon, A Bishop's Quest, Founding a United Religions. And hey, visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com, for all the information on upcoming shows. And you can find the archive if you want to listen to this one again. Go to thedrjulieshow.com and visit our website. Look around. I have a free 6-week journey that I'm doing that's going to bring us into this inner faith place of exploration and really tap into some of the things that we're talking about today. So join our website, thedrjulieshow.com, and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. So Bishop Swing, this has really been delightful. And you were talking about literally this piece that I think is important for our listeners and for everyone, and you kind of addressed this in the preamble. I encourage everyone to go on to the URI.org website and read the preamble, the purpose, and the principles. They're really stunning, and I know it took years for you to develop that. But right before the break, you were talking about how literally moving more out into the interfaith world has really strengthened your own faith in your Christian tradition. So tell us, if you could, how does that work? How has it strengthened you, and what are you finding with other people who are getting involved?
Well, here's an example. When I was a parish priest, and everything was male, I read the Bible, let's say the New Testament, from a very male perspective. Along came women's issues, and I read the scriptures again, looking for where are the women here? And what are the messages from Jesus about women? And then when the interfaith comes along, then I begin to read, okay, what are the implications of Jesus? And I begin to read scripture. What was his attitude toward the Samaritans? What was his attitude about with people of other religions? What were his words? People say to me often, Bishop, Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. No one goes to the Father but by me. What do you think of that? And I say, I think it depends on the tone of his voice when he said it. Was he saying it in such a way as to say, if you're not a member of my club, you're going to hell? Or was his voice saying, you can't get from where you are to the throne of God unless you go by way of sacrifice, justice, forgiveness, compassion. That's the way to the throne of God. I am that way, and no one gets there unless they go along that. That's the truth. That's the life that takes you there. So was the sound of his voice one that was trying to say these are the great people and these are the lousy people, or was he trying to say there's a path that I'm embodying, and I'm inviting you to be part of it, and anybody can be part of it if they want to.
I can see, as I hear your voice, I can hear and see Jesus leading the way for the URI to be formed and to grow. I could totally hear him saying, you go, guys. This is good stuff.
Well, if one Muslim has to hear it, and Jews have to hear it, Hindus have to hear it, it's like reach down deep into your own tradition, and is there a call for justice and compassion and sacrifice? And if there is, we might not agree on doctrine, but we can agree on a path and a way of living.
Well, and you know, I'm going to just bring up some of the We Unite in the preamble, because I think they're really telling here. We unite to build cultures of peace and justice. We unite to heal and protect the earth. We unite to build safe places for conflict resolution, healing, and reconciliation. You know, those are beautiful, and there's, I think, five more of them here. We unite to do these things, and who couldn't agree that our economic, environmental, political, and social challenges that we're facing on the earth aren't important to unite in conversation about? So,
yeah, I remember one time on the other side of that coin, talk about non-starters and things that don't work. I was sitting in Rome once listening to a debate between Roman Catholics and Orthodox, and one side said, look, Jesus rose from the dead on Easter. His resurrection is the main tenet of the Christian faith, and you guys celebrate it on one day, and we celebrate on another day. Why don't we get together and celebrate the great thing together? The other group said, absolutely not. We don't take communion together, so we do not want to give the world a symbol of unity, because we're at disunity. So we want to give the world a symbol of disunity. I thought, holy mackerel, how long has this conversation gone on? And the answer to that was, oh, for 1,000 years. Well, time is short. We shouldn't wait 1,000 years to just embrace each other and find out what is our kinship in the spirit, regardless of what your religion is. Is there a kinship of souls, of recognition of the sacred, of our desire to work together that can bind us together? And can we find a new way of being believers in the world that isn't that doesn't lead ultimately to chopping somebody's head off, but leads ultimately to a blood bank and a better empire?
Gather people together, do you have any shared practices that you all like? Do you come together in a moment of silence? Do you have some shared practices that bring you into that resonance across the table from each other?
Well, great question. There's nothing that you can do that doesn't make somebody mad and that doesn't offend somebody else. So then you got to cut some people first of all, the only thing that we found in the world that you can do together is be silent together. Then if the people there can cut each other some slack, we can say to the Native Americans, could you do the four corners, four directions? And we could say to the Muslim, could you have a call to prayer, et cetera, et cetera. Can you chant? But you got to get to, you got to build up a relationship where you can get to the point where you know that somebody's not proselytizing. You just want to hear something beautiful from their tradition. So you don't start there, but you grow into that.
Beautiful. Okay, well, I just want to remind our listeners, you can go check out United Religions Initiative at URI.org. And Bishop, if you could say anything to our listeners, let's say they'd never go click on this website and look further. But if you could say anything to inspire them or to sum up your passion and your mission here on the planet, what would you say as a closing?
Well, I would say if you look at the news every day, every night, and you read the newspapers every day, and you get very depressed about what is going on among religions, I want you to know that there's an entirely different way to approach that, and it's happening every day, and it'll give you hope.
Beautiful. It does give me hope, and I am thrilled to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me and all of our listeners out there today. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Julie. My pleasure.
Oh, thank you. And listeners, again, tune in next week. We'll be right back here, and go check out United Religions Initiative at URI.org. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Pure and
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schau. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8th. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's BrendaThyne.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.